Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kaiju Carnage. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everybody? I hope everyone was doing well today. Just going to give you guys a heads up. If y'all hear any background noise, I have all three of my dogs here in the front room with me, and they are all three trying to pile up into one chair right here next to me. So, just throwing that out there. But anywho, I am here to talk about how well, give some updates and things like that on how Godzilla Minus One is faring. Now, I can't remember if I stated this in my last episode, but it has been announced that at least at Regal theaters and AMC theaters, I'm not sure about, you know, most other theaters, so just be sure to check the websites and things like that, is that Godzilla Minus One was scheduled to be pulled from theaters December 7th of this year. But due to it actually doing pretty doggone well, they decided to go ahead and extend its theatrical run to where now it's going to be running in theaters until December 14th. So, you have an additional week to attempt to go see this movie. And I cannot recommend it more. I'm telling you guys, you are doing yourself a disservice by not going and seeing this film, and you absolutely need to experience this film on the biggest screen that you possibly can. You're not going to be disappointed with this movie or anything. It's a fantastic film. Going to go ahead and give some updates on how it's doing critically. It currently has a 97% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, this is from the critic score. The critic score is 97% fresh based off of 89 reviews, and it currently has a 98% approval rating on the audience score with 1,000 plus reviews. So that's pretty awesome. And on IMDb, which is the site that I prefer to go to whenever I want to see how a film is being received and all of that kind of stuff, is currently sitting at an 8.5 out of 10 out of 7,500 votes. So that's not terrible. And it currently has a 79% approval rating on Metacritic. Now, let's see, I'm working my tablet at the same time that I'm recording this, so let's head to this website right here. Now, currently, this is pretty doggone impressive. I've already talked to you guys before about that the budget of this film was only $15 million. Currently, right now, it is sitting at $38.9 million that it's brought in for its box office and everything. So that's very, very impressive that it's been able to do that on such a small release that it's had. I mean, normally big like blockbuster movies here in the States, they'll get released on about, you know, about 4,500 theaters, give or take, somewhere in that window. This film has only been released in 2,300 theaters. So with half of the theaters, it's brought in a decent amount of money. during its opening weekend here in the States, it was able to generate about $11 million. Like, it's just, it's pretty amazing that the film's been able to do what it's done. I know a few of you now, because you guys have been messaging me, letting me know that you've gone and seen the film, and you're letting me know your thoughts on it and everything, and I'm very glad that you guys are enjoying the film. I really am. You know, by all means, keep shooting me messages. Just, you know, message me about what you liked about the movie, if there's anything you didn't like about the movie or anything like that. Like, you know, be sure just to keep on messaging me while you can and all that. I've got no issues talking to you guys about this film. I believe I told you guys that there is the potential for a sequel to the film because I'm not going to I'm not going to get into, you know, plot wise or anything like that, but it is kind of left open for a sequel. And the director of the film has pretty much said that he would like to do another film. But obviously that depends on if this movie is going to be successful or not. And as of right now, it seems like it is going to be successful. And as of today, I saw something on Facebook that the actress who plays the female lead in the film, the actress's name, forgive me if I butcher this, is Minami Hamabe. Okay? I believe that's how you... I like that. That's the best that I could give it. But anywho, she pretty much has alluded to that if this film was successful, that an entire franchise of this, dealing with this Godzilla specifically, is going to get started. And Toho is going to pretty much do a shared universe, like they've done, you know, during the Showa era, and as well as the Heisei era, and all of that stuff, you know. So that would be pretty cool. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So hopefully she is correct. I don't know how she knows this information, like who told her the information or, you know, or anything. I really don't know anything about that. But hopefully she is correct in stating that. And I tried to find the post in which I saw on Facebook, just so I would know, like, who... It's one of them deals to where it's like, I saw it, and then, like, I got off Facebook for a while, and then when I got on and tried to find it again, I couldn't find it again. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, so Godzilla Minus One is doing very, very well. We should all be very, very happy that this film is doing as well as it is, because let's be honest here, guys. Like, I know I talked about this in the last episode. We are experiencing a kaiju boom unlike anything that we've ever seen before. Like, us kaiju fans are feasting right now. And, you know, we need to hang on to it as much as we can and all of that. Because, you know, hopefully it's going to be a good while before it happens. But, you know, every little fad comes to an end and all of that kind of stuff. It doesn't last forever. I mean, look at the state of superhero movies right now, where, you know, just only 3 or 4 years ago, if it was a superhero movie, it was almost a guaranteed success. And whereas now, you know, you're having big major box office flops that were like big IPs for certain studios and things like that. Black Adam was a box office flop. The Flash was a major box office flop. The Marvels has become a major, like even bigger than The Flash, a box office flop. We're going to see how Aquaman 2 does this month. We'll see how that turns out. I'm pretty excited to go see that one, so hopefully it does pretty good. But yeah, I mean, just you never know how the landscape can change in Hollywood. So we're getting a bunch of Godzilla stuff, Kong stuff, just kaiju stuff in general right now. We need to enjoy it while it lasts, because, you know, hopefully it lasts a good while. But now let's talk about something else. Like, me, as well as a lot of other kaiju, like, content creators and things like that, we have been seeing all over Facebook that there are people that's just absolutely throwing a fit about Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, the trailer. And they are throwing fits like there's no tomorrow. I mean, just being, you can tell who's like the real Godzilla fans here. Because there are people, one, the biggest complaint that a lot of people are complaining about are the pink superpowers, if you will, that Godzilla is going to have in this film. I don't know how to break this to anybody who's upset about it or anything. This isn't the first time that Godzilla has had this type of color scheme. In Godzilla 2000, he had very much a pinkish slash purplish hue and color scheme to his dorsal plates and all of that. Shin Godzilla, you know, his atomic breath has been portrayed as pink. Whenever he would go to power up and his dorsals would like light up and everything, they would be, you know, pink and a little bit of purple thrown in here and there. Like, this isn't the first time Godzilla's had this color scheme. And so me and a lot of other fans are kind of scratching our heads, just not understanding why all of a sudden now you're upset about it. And the main phrase that's being thrown around is Godzilla has gone woke. Like, again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but just because something does something that you don't agree with does not automatically grant it the status as woke. It's a color. Okay? Like, I know that people are like, it represents girls, and so they're trying to make Godzilla into a girl, and this and that. Like, dude, it's just a color. It's not that big of a deal, okay? It's really, really not. Like, you know, back in the 90s, Bret the Hitman Hart, he wore, as well as the Hart Foundation in WWF Wrestling and all of that, he wore a lot of pink. You know, to this day, I would like to see anybody look at him and pretty much make fun of him for wearing pink, see how far that gets you. But, you know, I mean, it's just a color. It's not that big of a deal. I like the color scheme myself. I think it looks good. I've had some discussions with a few of my listeners talking about a few of the rumors that's going around with the film, about who's going to be the bad guy of the film. There has supposedly been leaks. I have dug for a few of the leaks. I have found a few of them here and there. Leaks have been happening with this film for a good while, and there's some pretty big speculation as to what's going to happen, other kaiju that's going to be in the film and all of that kind of stuff. And while some things I'm like, yeah, that can make a little sense, there are other things that's just a tad bit far-fetched and all of that, like, yeah. You know, so if you want to talk spoilers, talk potential spoilers and things like that, you know, just shoot me a message and we'll talk about it and everything. And, yeah, we'll see, you know, we'll see how that goes. Another thing I want to talk about, like with Godzilla X Kong, just in general, you know, if you can stop the hate, you know, I mean, I know everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but stop the hate. We've seen just a very small trailer of the film. And, oh, I wasn't done. Yeah, you know, people that's bellyaching about the trailer. You know, one thing that I'm seeing a lot of people say is that now that Godzilla Minus One has come out and people are, you know, they're all for that movie, and they're basically saying that they've lost all hope in anything that Legendary or MonsterVerse can do as compared to Godzilla Minus One. Now, I'm not going to lie. Am I going to like Godzilla X Kong more than Minus One? Probably not, if I'm being totally honest with you, just because of overall theme and feel. I mean, I've told you guys before that I do prefer to have a villainous Godzilla, like we saw in Godzilla Minus One. Very much, you know, this MonsterVerse version of Godzilla has not been a villain for a good while. Like, you know, he just barely was in Godzilla versus Kong. And that was really like, you know, there was a reason behind it. And from everything I gather, like about this movie, it doesn't seem like he's going to be very villainous in this film. So, you know, it is what it is. But, like, it's perfectly fine to like both, okay? Like, I don't understand why people are, you have to pick one or the other. Like, well, I liked Godzilla Minus One, so I'm automatically going to dislike Godzilla X Kong. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. You can absolutely enjoy both. If anything, I'm like, look, I've told you guys before that's been listening to this podcast, like, from the get-go, I am a byproduct of the Showa era Godzilla. That's what made me a fan of Godzilla, was the Showa era. I'm very accustomed to the ridiculousness that was in the Showa era. The cartoony, like, aspects of it. How, like, guys, Godzilla does not have a lot of proud moments in the Showa era. There's, you know, he's done some goofy dances in Invasion of the Astro Monster. He's done, like, in Godzilla vs. Hedorah, he has taken flight by tucking his tail and firing his atomic breath to where he can fly. Heck, even this latest, like, Godzilla vs. Megalon short that they did, he used the power of his dorsal fins to launch himself at Megalon to do a big kick on him. And, of course, there's always Godzilla's most infamous, not proud moment, but I have no issues with it because it is, as I always say, the single most powerful attack known to mankind that has only been used twice, ever. And, you know, it put Megalon into hiding for 50 years after it was done. And yes, I'm talking about the legendary, the all-powerful tail slide dropkick. You know, whereas so many people view that as a low point in Godzilla's history, I view it as a high point. It's one of the most devastating techniques to ever be used in combat, and people need to respect it more. And, but yeah, like, people, y'all need to, like, I get it. There's a lot of people out there that's only very accustomed to seeing this newer Godzilla stuff. And I'm talking about from, like, 2014 and on. 2014's Godzilla was a very serious film. Okay, I get it. 2019's King of the Monsters, it had its moments. Godzilla vs. Kong, you know, also had its moments in seriousness and goofy and all of that. We have Shin Godzilla. That was doom and gloom and moody, and Godzilla is a villain. The anime trilogy, pretty much the same thing. No real lightheartedness in the anime trilogy. Same thing with Godzilla Singular Point. I mean, there was a few jokes in there, but for the most part, like, Godzilla was a force to be reckoned with. He was coming in that film. I mean, in that series, and nobody was looking forward to it. Like, you know, except for us fans. But as in the narrative of that storyline, nobody was looking forward to Godzilla making an appearance. And then we have Godzilla Minus One, which is also very doom and gloom and all serious and deals with, like, PTSD and trauma and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's a very grounded and serious film. And a lot of Godzilla stuff has been very, very serious since 2014 and about the past decade. But people have really forgotten that Godzilla has had some very, very goofy, not serious and ridiculous moments in his history. I've already talked about some of the stuff of the Showa era, all right? Heisei era, you know, that was a pretty serious time of his history. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of goofiness that went on Godzilla's part anyway, in the Heisei era. The Millennium era, you know, let's not forget that Godzilla pretty much did a swan dive. Whatever, he's going up against Mega Gearus, okay? Like, that was pretty doggone ridiculous. Godzilla Final Wars, from start to finish. Okay, that's not a very serious movie, okay? It's not. Watch half of the fights that Godzilla does with the kaiju in that movie. Like, it's not a serious film. And so I'm very glad to see that Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, can bring that ridiculousness and that goofiness into a movie nowadays. And the film has still been getting some very positive reception from test screenings. So it obviously shows that a lot of the goofiness is not, like, a hindrance to the film or anything like that. But, like, guys, this is something that, like, you know, I've been, yes, I do prefer a villainous Godzilla, but I have no problem with over the top, crazy, goofy Godzilla. I really don't. I have no issue with it whatsoever. And so, yeah, like, give the movie a chance. Don't just watch a 2-minute trailer and just immediately, nope, I'm not going to like this movie. I'm just going to complain about it. Godzilla's pink. Godzilla's running or sprinting, really. And I don't like it, which is very odd to me that that's one thing that a lot of people has decided to latch hold to and say that they're aggravated by the trailer by seeing Godzilla sprint. Because they're like, Godzilla is not supposed to run. He literally ran in the last movie, Godzilla vs. Kong. When he saw Mechagodzilla, he took off running towards him. And all throughout the Showa era, Godzilla has run. Like, this is not a new concept. Like, I don't know. These little fair-weather armchair Godzilla fans are really starting to test my patience. And, you know, but, hey, it is what it is. I'm looking forward to the film. I'm looking forward to the merchandise. I'm looking forward to the t-shirts. I'm definitely looking forward to the toys. And most importantly of all, I am looking forward to the movie itself. But, anywho, you know, so let's try to give the movie a chance. Yes, it is going to be one thing coming from Godzilla Minus One, which is very, very serious. And, you know, it's not a joking matter in the slightest. And then go to this over-the-top live-action Saturday morning cartoon. It is going to be odd, you know, but hey, it's Godzilla. At the end of the day, Godzilla and Kong, or for many of you, just Godzilla, and for some of you, just Kong, you know, who knows. But, you know, it's the fact that we are fans of these giant monsters that I'm doing this podcast and you guys listen to it and we watch these movies and we watch these TV shows and we collect the things that we collect and all of that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's because of them. So let's give them the benefit of a doubt. Wait until the movie comes out. Go see it. Formulate our own opinion and we'll go from there. So, alrighty guys, I just wanted to give some updates on Godzilla Minus One, and I just wanted to, you know, talk about Godzilla X Kong for a little while and pretty much, you know, try to ask everyone to please give the movie a shot and don't just write it off because of how over the top it looks. You know, you may very much end up enjoying the film. Definitely take your kids or your young, like nieces and nephews and or grandkids or anything like that, because this definitely seems like the type of movie that they would very much love and could potentially be a launching pad for turning those kids into kaiju fans. So, alrighty guys, you know, I know I keep saying I'm going to do a review of Gamera Rebirth. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming. I'm trying to remember a lot of stuff about it and dealing with it and everything so that I can put down like what I liked and what I disliked and all of that kind of stuff, because I'm sorry, I don't have it in me to watch it again. I just don't. And so I'm just trying to go off of memory here. And pretty much the next thing that I'm going to do after that is I will be giving my official review of Godzilla Minus One, in which I will talk about everything that I liked, that I disliked about it, the cast and all of that kind of stuff. So, alrighty guys, thank you all very much for always sticking around and being patient with me. Check me out on all of my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage. I have a Godzilla Ultima fan page. And on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I am Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, alrighty guys, we'll catch y'all next time. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy, signing out.